We start our sessions at 6:30, and in between there, ladies can shop at our fabulous boutiques. Sessions are about 20 minutes long, and in between, you can go back to the boutique, get more drinks, more food, whatever you want. But I'm excited because Matt Jones is going to be there, and he's going to be teaching the offense.
What's he doing nowadays?
I heard he's on a really good radio show.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He follows up some little short guy.
Yeah, he does.
Who
has totally normal sized hands, I'd like to point out.
But I think, Matt being there is a big draw. It's a lot of fun. I love going. My friends and I all went last year and, had some drinks, had some food, shopped a lot, and then, learned quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you are into it for the learning aspect, it's solid. If you're there for the fun of it, mm-hmm. it's really, really solid. And the boutique has been expanded exponentially this year, so
yes,
there are going to be a
has.
Lot of opportunities to buy some of the coolest and cutest for the coming season.
Stuff that last year I hadn't seen anywhere else. Lots of Razorback handmade type stuff. What? What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. You're checking your phone. Stop
yes, I get texts during the show that I find very amusing.
But we do ask the ladies, you can buy your tickets at the door the night of for $35. They're $30 if you go online ahead of time on our website, 1037 The Buzz. We ask that they go ahead and do it because it helps us plan for the food and the drink and everything.
Yep.
Definitely want to have enough drinks.
Right.
And then, we're going to give away some pretty cool swag this year.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what it is or is it a secret?
I can.
Oh, I can't wait to find out.
Yeah.
This event is one of a couple next week that is going to preclude me from getting home and going to bed at 8 o'clock, but that's okay. It'll be worth staying up late for.
You're used to that, though.
Yeah, unfortunately. So way too late last night. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
That's your own fault.
Yeah. Well, it's Pine Bluff Four Ball Week. It's become a week-long event now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's like the Catalina Wine Mixer, Arkansas style. We're excited about it. Okay, well, cool. Next Tuesday, there is that, and it's going to be fun. $30, buy in advance. And here's the thing.
Yes.
Guys, if you're listening, and I know that you are, you need to send your wife, girlfriend, significant other. Look, if you have a sister that you like, or a mom, or whatever, a neighbor, maybe Nate's wife. I mean, whoever you want to send. It's really a great thing for them. It's a good night out. And frankly, mm-hmm. I know you think you're great, and I know you think she wants to be around you all the time, but she needs a break. She deserves it.
That's right.
I would send my wife, but I'm going to be there, so it really defeats the purpose.
And where else can you, in one session, get to meet so many former Razorbacks, have your pictures made, get autographs?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great for Christmas present, birthday present, next year's Father's Day. I love it, and I encourage all the ladies to go. But make sure you look nice. Make sure you bring something to sign, and the guys will have Sharpies, so you don't have to worry about that.
Get David Basil's autograph, Matt Jones's autograph.
That's right.
Ron Calcagni's mustache will be giving autographs. It's going to be beautiful. So come on out. It'll
be fun.
That's
right, yes.
And then also, we have to you have brought in some grub from one of our new sponsors,
and it's a
place that we have taken our families to together, and it's a really fun place. It's conveniently located, and we're trying to give them some pub because we think they do a great job. And
yes.
So.
And the food is fantastic. It really is. I just stuffed my face in there.
It's Cantina.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cantina Cinco de Mayo, which is also called Bar 5th of May, as we say in English. Yes, mm-hmm. Matt?
So good.
Okay.
Taste authentic.
Yes. Well, it is after all, so it makes sense.
Yeah. And, it's a big family. Oh, Jose told me the other day how many brothers and sisters he has. It's something like 15, but there's several of them there involved in the business, and it's real Mexican food. They didn't go and learn how to make it. They grew up on it, grew up making it, grandparents, great-grandparents, all that stuff. But today, all day, grand opening, $2.99 margaritas and sangrias all day from 11 to 10, and 99-cent draft beer all day today.
Then what are we doing here?
You're hungover.
Yes.
Whoa.
I need some hair of the dog then, don't I?
Yes, you do.
But they did send up some grub. What is this called? The Speedy Gonzales, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, really good.
And also,
really good,
if you go by today, your first bowl of cheese dip or guacamole is free.
Okay.
And they're in Rolling Circle. I think you said it's Gauchos.
Yes, where Gauchos used to be in the first incarnation, I guess, just Rolling Road and right off of Chenal there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the same complex that Jerry Bearcat's restaurants are. So,
And please tell them you heard them on The Buzz.
Yes. It is. It's muy bien. It is really, really good. They do a good job, and they're so nice. The service is great, and it's always a fun place to be. So, hey, get over there and check it out. And when the weather cools off a little bit, they got a nice little deck you can sit outside and eat too. So
that's right.
May not be so great when it's 104, but
that's right.
The air conditioner works like a son of a gun too.
It does.
Well, Marnie, great seeing you. Thanks for all the insight and all the info. And
I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, appreciate you. sure you will. I've got friends offering to drink my share of margaritas at Cinco de Mayo tonight, so I appreciate that. You know what? Get out there and support it. Plus, you get free cheese dip or guac, you said?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
The first bowl.
That's insane. Marnie, once again, you did not quite make the list of top paid female athletes. I was very disappointed in that, but it was a pretty good group, I thought. And we were talking about female tennis players versus female golfers versus female basketball players yesterday. Mm-hmm. And my point was, and Christina LaCure, who argues about everything, argued with me about this, of course, but basketball players have gotten to the point where how you look is not nearly as important as it once was. So you can be a very popular basketball player, although the Deladonna girl is extremely popular, and she's fairly good-looking, and she's 16 feet tall.
So is Brittany Griner.
Yes, she's also very tall. Not quite nearly as effective.
But easy on the eyes.
Anyway, but the point is, everybody respects her as an athlete, and I think people are probably starting to do that a little bit more with other sports as well. Although, let's be honest, when it comes to tennis, mostly people are looking for how hot you are. More on that in a minute. Top 10 list of highest paid female athletes, and I mentioned Paula Creamer yesterday. Paula Creamer's number 10 on the list. She made $5.5 million last year, which is about $5.5 million more than I made. Also on the list, Anna Ivanovic, $7 million. Pretty good. There's a lot of names on here that are fun to say because I can't pronounce most of them. Agnieszka Radwanska. You got that right. She's a tennis player, $7.4 million. The fact that she made more than Paula Creamer last year is a little bit surprising to me. Apparently there's a little bit of money in tennis from a purse standpoint because they pay them. Well, it's not apparently. It's obvious. They pay the women the same as the men. So that is a huge advantage. If the women golfers played the same events as the men and made the same amount of money, it'd be great for them. Also on this list, Rory McIlroy's girlfriend, Caroline Wozniacki, number 7 at $13.6 million. Kim Yuna. I've never heard of Kim Yuna. She made $14 million last year. She's a figure skater. Danica Patrick's number 5 on this list. Number 4, Victoria Azarenka, $15.7 million. Lee Na. Talking about filling out bubble sheets when you were in grade school. L-I-N-A. She's got the deal. It's a great name. $18.2 million. Serena Williams was second on this list at $20.5 million. And that's not that remarkable, the fact that she is second behind Maria Sharapova, who is one of the more marketable individuals in all of sports, male or female. But the fact that she made $9 million more, or $8.5 million, if you're going to get technical about it, $8.5 million more, nearly 50% more than Serena Williams did. That was a little bit surprising to me. So those are your top paid female athletes. This just in, Maria Sharapova is pretty marketable, turns out. Who knew? So there you go. I'm sure we'll see Johnny Manziel on the men's list next year.